The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
When you visit vomradio.net.
Portions of this edition of the Don Crow Show were pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Passport Auto Group Stores. As an essential business during COVID-19, Passport is ready to meet your car buying or servicing needs and do it with complete safety and security from one of their 9 convenient locations. Whether it's a video walkthrough of a vehicle you're interested in or purchasing a vehicle either online or in the comfort and safety of your own home, check out the superb services waiting for you at PassportAuto.com. That's PassportAuto.com. Hello there, folks. Hello and welcome to the Don Crow Show. You got it, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. We're here to, talk about things, give you information, try to learn things together. And it's always more fun when you're here with us, so welcome aboard. Thousand California churches vow to reopen on Pentecost Sunday, regardless of government orders. The rift is developing in some quarters between church and state, if you will. There's some things that are to be said on both sides of that. Because, in fact, I was just reading a piece a minute ago here, if I can get my notes back together. T.D. Jakes commented quite strongly about not being foolish and T.D. Jakes says using faith to flout social distancing precautions is foolish and dumb. And he, in fact, took issue with those Christians flouting social distancing guidelines to demonstrate how their faith will protect them from the coronavirus. He says, I believe in God. I believe in faith. I believe in the Bible. I believe in the Word of God. But I also believe in common sense. And I think I agree. I have always said throughout the duration of this so far, I've told our own congregation and I've said to others as well, God is not obligated to cover my foolishness. He's not obligated to protect me when I make unwise and foolish choices. Sometimes out of sheer grace he does, but many times he doesn't, and he's not obligated to do that. So it's a tension situation of striking a balance between our deep concern, mine, for one. If you listen to the show at all, you know I've alluded to this and spoken to this more than once. I'm very concerned about infringement by government in any form or at any level on our basic constitutional rights. And some places in the United States that has been happening. We've talked about that. As a matter of fact, we talked to Matt Staver about it the other day. I'm going to be sharing with you this hour a revisit with our good friend, Dr. Jack Graham. He and I talked about it the other day, and that's coming up in a few minutes. Also next hour, Dr. Ronnie Floyd. Now, these are men whose commitment to the body of Christ and to leadership is very strong, along with Bishop Jake. So these are men of wisdom. So it's finding a balance. It's finding a balance between common sense and not allowing the government to so encroach on our liberties, some of which we may never get back if they are abridged or truncated or in any way compromised, all under the name of or under the cover, if you will, of, well, this is what the government thinks is best for you. So it's really a walk of wisdom, if you will. And I haven't looked deeply at the story. I talked about it, I guess, with Matt the other day. These 300 California churches vowing to reopen on Pentecost Sunday, regardless of what the government says. And some of these are, well, many of these involved are very highly respected and well-known Christian leaders. So we're going to be revisiting those issues as well as we watch this unfold. But that's kind of where we're going today, is to talk about these things, revisit a couple of conversations from earlier hours. And in the meantime, I want to start the hour out by thanking you so much for your incredible support of our American Leprosy Missions campaign. You've really been wonderfully responding. Our goal, 1,000 kids to receive life-saving. I choose those words carefully. You know that. We're not into hyperbole on these matters. This is the truth. You can cure a child of leprosy in one of 16 nations where American Leprosy Mission is working with a gift one time gift of $30. And many of you have been doing that and much more. So our goal is 1,000 children. That's a $30,000 goal. With the help of Passport Auto Group and their generous $8,000 gift, we now have seen $23,246 provided for, or in terms of children, that's 775 children who now have hope for a cure because of your generosity. I can't thank you enough for that on behalf of these dear children and, of course, on behalf of American Leprosy Mission. That leaves us a goal to go, a very modest goal, of about $6,754. Or I like to put it in terms of how many kids are we helping? How many children are we literally saving? 225 children to go. That's what you've done so far, folks. I cannot say thank you often enough or enthusiastically enough. For example, if 112 of you listening right now, just 112 of you, would call and give a $60 one-time gift for two kids, we would be over the top, actually, in our campaign. 112 of you giving 60, 75 of you giving what many of you have given, a $90 gift for three kids, that would get us there. 46 of you giving a one-time gift of $150 in our campaign, that's five children each, that would get us there. Or just 23 of you, think of this, 23 of you listening right now, who would pick the phone up and call 800-979-1980 and make a gift of $300 for 10 children, that would get us up and over goal. And, of course, you've given that and more. We've had gifts from $10 all the way up to several thousands of dollars, two or three. Well, we've had at least one or two $3,000 gifts. 12 of you who could give $600 for 20 kids, that would get us up and over goal as well. So I'm just saying those are ways we can break it out, but I want to thank you over and again for your generosity in moving the campaign so fast and so far forward at this, middle of the month, not even quite middle of the month yet. So thank you for that. We want to wrap it up, and I'm sure ALM will not be offended if we go over goal by any means, but we want to provide the cure for at least 1,000 children, and the way we do that is what you've been doing. 800-979-1980 is the number to call. 800-979-1980. One more time, 800-979-1980. We're all set up for you to give online at WAVA.com. If you go there, you can click on the American Leprosy Mission banner, or just enter the keyword HEAL, and that will take you there as well. $30 for one child, $60 for two, $90 for three, and et cetera. And thank you so much for doing what you've already accomplished. I know we're going to get this done together. Stay with us. Coming back with a conversation that we had in an earlier hour with Dr. Jack Graham. Great man of God. You want to hear what he has to say. It's coming right up.
Hey, ActionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
Hi, Don Crow here. Folks, as hard as it may be to believe, the disease of leprosy still exists. And while most of us think of leprosy as only something occurring in biblical times, the fact is that approximately 52 children every single day are diagnosed with this devastating disease. And beyond the physical impact of leprosy, there's also the severe social stigma. A woman forced to give up her job in the marketplace and now no longer able to support her family. A man whose hands and feet are damaged by the disease, no longer able to work in the fields to feed his family. However, you and I can help change those realities with a generous one-time gift to American Leprosy Missions of just $90, which will provide the cure for leprosy for three people, literally giving them their very lives back again. Would you do that? Would you call 800-979-1980 with a generous gift right now? 800-979-1980, or you can give online at WAVA.com. Just use the keyword HEAL.
Hi, this is Christy Moore, Broker Local Expert Realty. For almost a decade, you've been hearing me on WAVA encouraging you to work with my team when you decide to sell your house. I've met and worked with hundreds of listeners over the years, and I'm grateful to be a part of this family. During this time of crisis, when we are unable to do business as usual, we are still talking with clients over the phone or on video chat to prepare them to sell their house for when our life returns to a new normal. During this time, if you'd like to call me and discuss preparing your house for sale, or just want to know someone is here to support you during this uncertain time, I'm happy to do just that. Otherwise, please know that I'm thinking of my friends and listeners with WAVA, and I'm here to serve you whenever you need me. God bless, take care, and stay healthy.
To book an appointment with Christy, call 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. One more time, 866-404-5858.
Are you tired of some of the movies that Hollywood puts out? Why not redeem the time you're spending at home with family and watch something that affirms your values? For a limited time, you can purchase No Safe Spaces, a film that reveals how freedom of speech is being threatened and how some are even attacked for their Christian beliefs right here in America. Freedom of speech is important for the spread of the gospel. Truth flourishes where it's allowed to be heard. But your speech and beliefs are under attack now more than ever. People have been accused of hate speech for simply speaking about the gospel. And some politicians have threatened to permanently shut down churches because of the pandemic. There is no more important time to watch No Safe Spaces. Go to nosafespaces.com. Use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off your purchase. That's SAVE25. This offer is only available for a limited time. Go to nosafespaces.com today.
If you own or run a business that's open and operating, we want to help you get the word out. Go to WAVA.com and click the Shop Local display. Fill out the web form and we'll add you to our business directory. This service is free and part of WAVA's effort to help the local business community succeed. Go to WAVA.com.
The following is an encore presentation of a program heard recently here on The Don Crow Show. The Don Crow Show on WAVA, as the nation continues to deal with the disruptive effects of COVID-19, touching every area of our public and private lives, I mean from educating our kids to loss of employment for millions to serious economic losses to businesses and more, there's plenty of cause for concern. And in addition, there's reason for concern, I think, about the basic constitutional rights of freedom of worship and religion that have, at least in some cases, been really seriously abridged, if not violated, by some heavy-handed government officials. But above and beyond that, a question that merits being asked is, what's God saying to us as a nation and a world in all of this? And how do we as people of faith respond properly and in a God-honoring way to all of this? Well, joining us for a few minutes to give us his own thoughts, Dr. Jack Graham. He's the pastor of the 45,000-member Prestonwood Baptist Church in Prestonwood in Plano, Texas, author of a number of great books. We've talked about some of them with him. Angels, Who They Are, What They Do, and Why It Matters, Man of God, Unseen, and Courageous Parenting, among his latest. And by the way, his website is his name, jackgraham.org. Dr. Graham, always an honor to welcome you to the show.
Thank you, Don. Good to be with you.
How is Prestonwood managing with the size of congregations that you shepherd and have to lead? How are you maintaining a sense of togetherness and fellowship, especially with that kind of congregation, that size of congregations?
The good news about our church is we have an incredible infrastructure of small groups. Our Bible, we call them adult Bible fellowships. Think old school Sunday school, but we have all these amazing groups, and of course they're children's and students, but in keeping families and adults together, both married and singles, we have these groups. And from the beginning of this thing, 8-9 weeks ago, our group stayed connected, and with technology, the Zoom, it's been amazing. And not only that, but in service and in ministry opportunities. So we've been able, as best we can, I mean, it's not the same, of course, as actually being together, but we've actually seen people come to Christ through these small groups, and you know, some of them are actually quite large. They could be 40, 50, 60, even sometimes larger. But that's been key for us, is something we believe in very strongly. If you only have a worship service, that would be, you know, difficult to keep people together. Obviously, we can all be online, as most churches, many churches are. But the fact that we've had this togetherness with groups, it's age group divided typically, I could go on and on about it, but that's been key for us in keeping this church together.
One of the things I'm sure you share a concern over as a pastor is that we as believers and as congregations not allow the spirit of the world to creep in or seep into our mentality. How do you encourage Christians to stay on top of this emotionally and mentally and certainly spiritually, because it's been now going on for so long?
We do have a major crisis, not all the ways you mentioned earlier, and that was quite a list of the hardship, the difficulties, the turmoil that this is causing in the nation and around the world. And one of those things, mentioning all the loss, was just the loss of equilibrium, if you will. Just, you know, you're just feeling off, imbalanced. And now we're seeing that the nation is experiencing not only this physical crisis, but a mental health crisis. And that includes anxiety, depression, drug abuse, domestic violence, alcoholism, loneliness. And there are many deaths, being suicides. A major Christian leader and pastor took his life last week in America. And I don't know if it was necessarily related to the coronavirus, but, you know, this whole atmosphere exasperates if there are emotional health issues. And then, of course, that plays into the spiritual. Ultimately, we know our hope, our healing is in Christ, but it all works together, doesn't it? So we have a major problem on our hands, and with that problem is an opportunity. And what I do, what I always do, and we love being on Wave, our program, is just preach and teach God's word. Our online services have been remarkable, you know, beyond what I was telling you with the Zoom groups. Our online services have been on multiple times during the week, our PowerPoint ministry, radio and television. So, you know, to tell people to shelter in God. I'm telling people, while you're sheltered in place, make sure you shelter in grace. Because so often Paul, who was sheltered in place when he wrote the prison epistles, he would begin these with words like grace and peace. And when we're sheltered in grace, and not only the saving grace of God, but the sheltering, sustaining, strengthening grace of God, then with that comes peace. And so we've been preaching grace and peace, and actually I've been doing a series on some of the great heroes, courageous stories of the Bible. Had Daniel this past week coming up, and we're doing David and Goliath. Of course, some of those great champion kind of stories to build faith and encouragement in people. To, you know, the thing about David, I read that story so many times over the years when he defeated the giant. But there's a little phrase in there that says he ran to the battle. Mm. He ran to that giant. And so often we cower, we're afraid, and rightfully so, there's fear. But the way we overcome our fears is to run to the giant, and you can't change something until you confront it. And we run to this battle, and we don't hide. But, those are the kinds of things that I'm preaching, just trying to encourage one another. You mentioned my book on angels. That's right there in Psalm 91, sheltered in the shadow of the Most High, and around us are the angels. So I'm just, I don't know what's going to become of this whole thing, but I do know what God has done in the past, he will do again.
Amen to that. And also, one of the things I've encouraged both in our own church, but also here on the air talking about this now for, a couple of months, seems to me one way we can all also deal with our own apprehensions, our own anxieties, is to get our minds off ourselves as best we can and turn out. And how,
that's right.
How can churches reach out to their communities anytime, but especially a time like this? Has your church been doing anything creative in that regard that might help other pastors?
One of the things that we ramped up was our prayer ministry. And you say, well, is that service? Yes, it's the ultimate service. Mm-hmm. And we put together an old-fashioned, we had prayer ministries going, obviously, in our church, as most every church does. But we ramped it up with a prayer chain around the clock. And we have 500-600 people praying every 30 minutes in segments. So we got a lot of people involved in prayer. We're keeping them up with guidelines and praying. We did a blood drive. We had 500-600 people give blood because of the blood shortage. We served 50,000 meals. Now, our people haven't necessarily done this on their own, though some have, but we've worked with organizations, medical community, feeding the poor, taking care of people. And I've been telling our people, look, when you're at home, if you're sheltered, if you're off work, whatever, then take a walk around the block and look for opportunities. Keep your safe distance, of course. But, there are witness opportunities all around us, and neighbors are more neighborly these days, it seems. So take a walk, share your face, share a smile, even if it's behind a mask right now. And all these things the church can be doing. Again, I mentioned our classes. They've been taking, our groups have been taking care of one another. And we've had deaths. Our church, we have not had any coronavirus deaths, but we've had other deaths. So we've had ministry and people praying in people's front yards, surrounding their home and praying for comfort. And so there's so many things we can do. And you're exactly right, Don. When you get to feeling down, the best thing to do is to turn upward to the Lord and then turn outward and get our minds off our problems, because all around us are people who need Jesus and who need the hope that we know in Christ.
Do you have any concern at all about the heavy hand of government that seems to be really kind of targeting churches unusually? I've said here on the show, it seems to fall along party lines. We have a Democrat governor here in Virginia who, and other states as well, some of the churches, the government's kind of tried to come down hard on them. What's your thought about that long term?
Yeah, I've been watching that, and I've certainly been watching Virginia and California as well. There are concerns, and gratefully, here in Texas, we have a governor who is a believer. I actually interviewed him for one of our services online, who named churches essentials at the beginning of this. And so while churches have voluntarily shut down their buildings and gone online and otherwise, we could get together, and there are smaller groups that gather and so on. But that said, here's what concerns all of us that we need to be praying and working. And that is, you can see how an evil leader or a godless leader, a Christless leader in a nation, this nation, could shut you down. They could shut churches down. Mm-hmm. They could shut congregations out and start telling you you can't own property like they do in China, start telling you how many people you can have in your services. And we've seen in this pandemic, an example, this for a good reason, and we know it's temporary, but you could see how easy it mm-hmm. would be if the wrong people are in power to shut down or attempt to shut down the work of Christ in the church. We know nothing will prevail against his church, not the gates of hell, not a virus, not a government, nothing. But we want religious freedom is so very important, and we need to, this is why some of us have been preaching and talking about this on a national level, that we must vote our values, and our values include religious liberty and the freedom the number one thing in our Constitution, and that is the freedom of worship and the freedom of religion and to practice our faith. And so I am concerned that you see certain governors that are overreaching, and they seem to be punishing churches and Christians. That's bad.
One quick final question. What is Prestonwood going to be doing in terms of getting back to a reopened stage? Do you have any specific plans?
Yes, we do. We're meeting constantly on it. And right now the plan is we are going to open up on the 31st of May. And that will be gradually. And we're going to open up with just about 25-30% of the room. We're going to do a couple of services at one of our locations, a couple at another. We're going to bring people back safely, smartly, and but soon. And so it's coming up. We don't know what's going to happen. We think it's going to be good. We're praying. We're putting in all the protocols, precautions. People are the priority. We're going to make sure people are safe. But we're going to come back. And we're going to come back, I believe, stronger and better than ever before. I really believe that because God is doing a great work in people's lives right now. I see it. I sense it. People are calling out to God. We've had 3,000 or 4,000 professions of faith, people making decisions for Christ online. And many of these are from around the world, PowerPoint as well. So I'm encouraged. I'm not pessimistic. I'm optimistic. But we're also cautiously preparing to bring us back in the right way.
Good to talk with you. Great encouragement. Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it a lot. We'll talk again.
Always good to talk with you.
Dr. Jack Graham, pastor of Prestonwood Baptist Church, and you can check his work out, his ministry, his books at jackgraham.org.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
HD Radio listeners can hear WAVA-FM on 105.1 FM HD1 and hear us on our mobile app and on radio.com.
Did you know that according to the federal government, having as little as $20,000 in revolving monthly bills meets the definition of excessive debt? And the latest numbers indicate as many as 4 out of 5 Americans fall into this category. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and if these numbers are accurate, then 80% of the people listening to my voice right now should listen very carefully. With the massive rise of equity in homes across the country, now totaling $5.7 trillion, your home can be used to pay down that debt or eliminate PMI, which may save you hundreds of dollars every single month. Let us help you wipe out that excessive debt with just a phone call. We guarantee we'll meet or beat any competitor on this very station, or we'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Our number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
Don't miss In Touch with Charles Stanley weekday mornings at 8:30 on Life-Changing Talk Radio WAVA.
Hey, what's going on, family? It's your nephew, Willie Moore Jr., and I want you to listen because it's time now for the Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer. Flat out.
I was reminded recently of a time when I walked into the office and just felt like the whole world was on my shoulders. I was facing personnel problems, parking problems, budget problems, seating problems, traveling problems, zoning problems, scheduling conflict, deadlines, family members. The list goes on and on. On top of that, the roof was leaking. I stared out of my window for a moment just to collect myself. Then I thought to myself, at least I have a roof. At least I have a family. At least I can travel. At least I have a schedule. At least I have a church building. At least I have a budget. And when I thought about it, I said to myself, at least I have a job. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called into one body, and be thankful. It's funny, the moment I became thankful, peace followed.
This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
This report is sponsored by ExpressPros.com. In the district, bumper-to-bumper delays as you make your way westbound on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. These slowdowns are due to a work zone between the 3rd Street Tunnel, Exit 6, and Main Avenue. As you maneuver through that area, keep in mind that the two left lanes there are blocked, so be sure to keep your feet tapping on those brakes. Need to manage a changing workforce? It's time to get to know Express Employment Professionals. Find a location near you at ExpressPros.com. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight we'll see partly cloudy skies. Tonight's low 50. Some sunshine tomorrow, giving way to clouds. Tomorrow's high 69. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 64. Breezy Friday with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday's high 85. A shower or a thunderstorm in spots Saturday morning. Otherwise, rather cloudy skies. We'll see a high Saturday of 82. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Drew Shannon.
Can you imagine providing a cure for leprosy for 1,000 children? Well, you certainly can, because you've already done that for 775 of the children in our campaign with American Leprosy Mission. And I want to thank you so much for that. That leaves a goal to go of just 225 more kids, folks. If 112 of you listening right now would give a $60 one-time gift to ALM, that would get us to goal. 75 of you take care of three children at $90. $30 provides a cure for a child. And if you can multiply that figure two or three or four or five or ten times, which you've been doing, by the way, that'll get us where we need to be. And that's provide 1,000 children with the cure for leprosy. The number to call is 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980. Or just go online to WAVA.com, enter the keyword HEAL. The following program is sponsored by American Leprosy Mission and was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
What if the only way you had to feed your family was stolen from you by a cruel disease?
For the farmer whose hands are now useless, leprosy is a cruel thief.
Leprosy's power to cripple, disfigure, and shame is as strong as it's ever been.
But American Leprosy Missions is working to change this, and you can help.
You can stop leprosy. Right now, you have an incredible opportunity to help and heal children who are suffering. Because it costs only $90 to cure leprosy in three people, you can be the source of their healing. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." Give now to help those suffering with leprosy. Call American Leprosy Missions right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. That's 800-979-1980. Or give online at StopLeprosyNow.com.
And of course, we're all set up for you at WAVA.com. Either of those websites will work just fine. But we thank you for doing something right now. If it's one child or two or three or ten, we really need your help. We don't mind pleading on behalf of these children. Scott Wilder here with me. And Scott, you in an earlier segment, you alluded to a story about a man that we need to hear about, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We were in Ghana, and we had gone there to see a man who had leprosy. So we met with him. And the story was he was living in another city, a town, village. They're not cities like our cities. Living in a village, and he thought he had something wrong with him, and his brother thought he had leprosy. Well, this man went to all the tribal doctors, and of course, nothing worked. I mean, they tried all those things that they do, you know, potions and all this kind of stuff, and nothing worked. Well, finally, this man went and got his brother and brought him back to his village, and they took him to the hospital. It turns out he did have leprosy, and so got him the medication. He was there, and so he was no longer contagious, but he had just begun the medication a couple of months before. And so we were there to hear his story. We went to meet him, and in that culture, as you know, Don, you know, you don't just show up and say, okay, we're here, tell us a story, and then you leave. Everything is, there's protocol, there's all kinds of introductions and different things you have to do. So we took a lot of food. We wanted to feed him, and then we'll hear his story later, but first establish sort of relationship. So we had this food, and we gave him the food, and we had food to eat there with him. He took the food from us. He went off into a field, and he turned his back to us and sat by himself all alone and ate. He was so used to not being with people that he went off by himself. He wasn't being rude. He just knew people don't want to be near me. They don't want to be with me. And so when he was away, we talked to his brother and we said, you know, he's no longer contagious. I mean, he doesn't have to be away from you at all. And this man's face just lit up. When his brother came back, he told him the news. They hugged. It was just, it was unbelievable. So American Leprosy Missions does work with adults and children. We talk about children all the time because we think that's the best way to catch something quite early. And we know that 52 children are diagnosed every day with leprosy. And so we know that if we can simply do, you know, 52 this hour, we would be able to keep up with the number that would be diagnosed today. And so American Leprosy Missions, you know, works with people, delivering the gospel of Jesus Christ, doing all of this in Jesus' name, delivering the cure and the care for those suffering from leprosy. And this man, you know, he was so used to the shame that comes with leprosy that he could not imagine that being with people would be something that the other people would want. And so there is a physical ailment. There is also the social stigma that comes with leprosy. And so today you're bringing families back together. I mean, this is friends back together. You talk about social distancing, you know, as you said a minute ago, you know, this is our right now, but this is their always. We're going to see a light at the end of the tunnel here. This is going to be, I'm not saying it's insignificant. It is significant. What's happening is significant. But we know, even though we don't know exactly when or how, every person believes we're going to get past this. That's not the case for somebody suffering from leprosy. And the world is not going to do this. This is ours to do. Christ did exactly this. We get to be Jesus with skin on today. We get to say not just what would Jesus do, the WWJD, but what did Jesus do? When the man came and said, Lord, if you're willing, you can heal me. Are you willing? Christ said, I am willing. And today we can say the same thing. It's easy to do. $300 cures 10, $600 cures 20, 60 cures a brother and sister. Call right now, 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at wava.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks fell sharply today with comments from the Federal Reserve's boss getting a big chunk of the blame. The Dow Jones Industrial skidded 517 points. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 139. The S&P 500 eased 50. Powell said the U.S. economy probably needs more stimulus, Jerome Powell, that is, and also said significant risks remain in the economy with the recovery perhaps taking longer than previously thought. General Electric was among the big-name stocks taking a hit today. As investors grow more jittery about the economic outlook, shares of the industrial conglomerate skidded 3.5% to $5.79. That's an 11-year closing low. But shares of JCPenney rallied 12%. The stock surge in apparent response to a CNBC report that the troubled retailer is in talks with lenders about a bankruptcy filing that could come later this week. U.S. oil prices finished modestly lower today. June crude fell 1.9%, settling at $25.29 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away.
So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Has humor and freedom of speech been smothered to the point of no return? From the creators of No Safe Spaces comes the Facebook Live event, Not Allowed to Laugh, Free Speech and the Death of Comedy. Wednesday, May 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Hosted by Eric Metaxas, the stars of No Safe Spaces, Adam Carolla, and Dennis Prager will be there. It'll be a lively hour-long conversation about the state of comedy and free speech today and the challenges of making the movie No Safe Spaces. To be part of this event, just follow No Safe Spaces on Facebook. Questions for Eric, Dennis, and Adam can be asked on Facebook using hashtag No Safe Spaces. And get your DVD or stream No Safe Spaces now and save 25% while supplies last at nosafespaces.com, promo code SAVE25. Don't miss Not Allowed to Laugh, Free Speech and the Death of Comedy, May 13th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the No Safe Spaces Facebook page. A safe space for laughter and free speech.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-priced tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
It affects your nerves, and when it destroys your nerves, you lose sensation in your fingers, or in your feet, or in your eyes, and it makes it so that you can't use your hands to work. You can't blink your eyes, and so people will go blind from it. It is a disease that disables people for life.
We're talking about a disease that probably many folks think doesn't even exist anymore. Read about it in the Bible, and we know Jesus healed people from that disease. But it's still very much, sadly, very much alive in some 16 nations today, if I'm right, Scott Wilder.
Yeah, it's actually more than 16 nations. American Leprosy Missions works in 16 of those nations to make sure that the care and the cure are delivered to people and the message of Jesus Christ. There are some places where you simply cannot go safely with the message of Jesus Christ openly. And so there are some of those places that are a little bit either done in a secretive way or just something we perhaps can't even talk about. But American Leprosy Missions is working around the globe, around the clock, to deliver the cure for leprosy. And today you have a chance to do that at 800-979-1980, 800-979-1980. Click on the banner also at WAVA.com. We're waiting on your phone call today. We have, I know that, you know, in this world of COVID-19, and we talk about social distancing, and we talk about, people. I just heard a thing the other day on NPR, and they were talking about how important it is, the sense of touch, how important it is for people to be able to touch and feel the touch of other people. And it's so funny. How long have I been saying that exact same thing? Because I come back from a place, the land of no hugs, where you go to a place that, where leprosy is the concern. It's a land of no hugs. But now that it impacts us, we kind of go, hey, you know, really, personal contact is really, really important. And we know that it is. But this is our right now. This is there always. And today, you can provide that cure for leprosy really easy by picking up the phone and calling that number, 800-979-1980, or click on the banner at WAVA.com. Our goal this half hour is to do this for 75 kids, 75 children, because 52 children every day worldwide are diagnosed with leprosy. So we have 75, that's a total of $2,250. You know how you get to 75 kids cured of leprosy? You do it for five. or 10 or 20 or 2 or 1. Do a monthly gift or a one-time gift. Don't miss the blessing. As I said before, this is ours to do. The world is not going to do this. Not going to be a big thing on Fox or wherever, or some combination of all the streaming services at once. It's not going to happen, not for leprosy. So if we don't do it, it's not going to be done. I mean, think of that for a second. If we don't do this, it will not be done. We are the only ones that are going to do this. So $90 today cures 3 of leprosy, $300 cures 10, $600 cures 20, $750 cures 25 of leprosy. Maybe just count up your kids and say, that's how many I'm going to cure. Count up your blessings and say, that's what I'm going to do. You know, springtime and Easter and Mother's Day and all these things that we celebrate where we have gatherings, usually gatherings of kids. Maybe you're gathering them on virtually. But you can still go, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There you go, 9. How many could I do for 9? 9. I could cure 9 by providing $270 or 10, round it up, at $300. So today really is the day to do it. Now's the time to do it. Don't put it off. Don't miss the blessing. I just know that if we delay, we'll get distracted, and then we'll just be derailed, and we won't even be able to participate in it. And we're not going to experience the blessing. And so do this today. It's so good to do good. And we have an opportunity to do this thing that is so near and dear, I believe, to the Lord's heart, to restore people to dignity. You know, we've said before that leprosy strips the victims of everything that makes us human. It takes away the way we look. It takes away our ability to have sensation in the feeling through our hands and our feet. It takes away our eyesight, ultimately, it can. And it takes away our ability to be connected to people, to receive hugs, to give hugs. It strips the victims of everything that makes us human. So when you are providing that cure, you are reversing the curse. You're turning it all around, and all of a sudden, they have a land of hugs again. They don't lose their eyesight. They don't lose their fingers and toes. They don't lose the sensation in their hands. So, yes, it's about delivering the cure. It's also about restoring people to dignity. And then, of course, most importantly, delivering the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the most important thing ever. To deliver a cure for the temporal and a cure for the eternal. What a bargain to do that for $30 a person. $600 for 2 for 20, $750 for 25. Call right now in the waning moments of this half hour. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
I love golf, and I also stink at golf. I've tried it all, the lessons, the special swing contraptions, the neon brush tees, the funny hats, the putting all of my change in my left pocket. I like to say I just happen to have a high golf handicap. My friends would say I have a high talent disadvantage. Hey, it's Ryan, and luckily, while I might be fighting some disadvantages on the golf course, at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're lucky to be able to serve WAVA listeners with a unique advantage. Our team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. And for you, that can mean shorter turnaround times and often a lower rate, which could save you monthly and lifelong money on a new home, refinance, or cash out refinance. We or United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fee, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. And refinance. Total refinancing charges may be higher for life of loan.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or Radio.com.
Hello, Chuck with A-Action. This summer, your AC will use more electricity than any other appliance. So get a $69 efficiency tune-up and prevent unexpected breakdowns. You'll get performance specifications of your electrical components. We'll also check your refrigerant levels, pressures, temperatures, and much, much more, both of your indoor and outdoor unit, while practicing proper social distancing. 703-922-1900.
Hi, Don Crow here. Folks, as hard as it may be to believe, the disease of leprosy still exists. And while most of us think of leprosy as only something occurring in biblical times, the fact is that approximately 52 children every single day are diagnosed with this devastating disease. And beyond the physical impact of leprosy, there's also the severe social stigma. A woman forced to give up her job in the marketplace and now no longer able to support her family. A man whose hands and feet are damaged by the disease, no longer able to work in the fields to feed his family. However, you and I can help change those realities with a generous one-time gift to American Leprosy Missions of just $90, which will provide the cure for leprosy for three people, literally giving them their very lives back again. Would you do that? Would you call 800-979-1980 with a generous gift right now? 800-979-1980, or you can give online at WAVA.com. Just use the keyword heal.
He alone is your rock and your salvation. He is your fortress. You will never be shaken. A reminder from 105.1 FM WAVA.
Jesus told us that one of the greatest commandments in Scripture is love your neighbor as yourself. It can also be one of the most challenging, especially during these uncertain times. Yet it gives us a unique opportunity to love our neighbors. What if every Christ follower prayed for two other people in the DMV? What if you could help saturate the whole DMV with the love of Christ? Join thousands in the Street Vine Lights Pray, Care, and Share movement. Go to WAVA.com, keyword Vine. That's WAVA.com, keyword Vine.
It is a powerful story when somebody who went with a disease like leprosy into a facility comes back home restored. That's a big transformation in the minds of many, because then they can see, so it is true, this disease can be cured.
Aren't those beautiful words? This disease can be cured. 800-979-1980, online, WAVA.com. Scott, that's a beautiful thing to hear.
Well, it really is. I remember being out. I was traveling with one of the great photographers, and we took along an old Polaroid. And so we had the Polaroid shots with the little white edges, and we gave them a pen and asked them to write whatever they would like to write in their own language. And we happened to be in, Côte d'Ivoire, I guess, because it was a former French colony. And so one gentleman, we took a picture of him with his permission and showed him the picture and then gave him a pen and said, you can write anything you want. And he wrote, let's see if I can say, remember how he said it. He wrote, adieu pour toujours, which is goodbye forever, leprosy.
Wow.
He said, la lepra, goodbye forever, adieu pour toujours. Goodbye forever to leprosy, because he had been cured. And today, you know, you have a chance to open the eyes of people and to their whole world changes. You are giving them a future that they will not have if you don't call today. This is ours to do. So we might have others say goodbye forever. Dear leprosy, goodbye forever. That's what he said.
Mm.
Dear leprosy, goodbye forever. Wow. And that's what you could do today. So we're so happy to be with you, Don, and to be with our great friends here at a time when we could be thinking only of ourselves. During COVID-19, we know that we're just now getting a taste of what people who suffer with a much worse disease. This is our right now. This is their always. We have an end at some point, even if we can't say exactly how or when. We believe it will turn around for us. But it can only turn around for people suffering from leprosy. In my view, if the people of God will stand up and deliver the saving knowledge of Jesus, the gospel of Jesus Christ, along with the cure for leprosy today. $90 does it for three. $300 does it for 10. $600 does it for 20. Do the math. But do it right now. Call right now. 800-979-1980. 800-979-1980. Or click on the banner at WAVA.com.
Let's do it, folks. Let's cure as many people as we can in the next few hours. And just make that call, whether it's $30 for one, $90 for three, $150 for five, anything you can do, we need your help now. God bless you. Thank you so much.
AActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
Leading the Way with Michael Youssef. Weekday mornings at 11 on Life-Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA-FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life change.